I'm Tim McGuire. Hope Hicks ends her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Donald Trump's former communications director testified some 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge the immunity claim. A new poll finds a majority of those questions are concerned about the chance for foreign interference in the 2020 election.
Democrats are more likely to express the highest level of concern, but both parties have at least some concerns. Overall, half of Americans say they're extremely or very concerned about foreign interference in the form of altered election results, even though hackers would face challenges at polling places. About half of those polled are very concerned about the possibility of foreign governments influencing political candidates or affecting voters' perceptions of candidates. Shelley Adler, Washington.
EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler signs an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. New York says it will sue. Federal Reserve keeping interest rates where they are now. Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the members are aware of threats to the expanding economy.
There was not much support for cutting rates now at this meeting. There was, as you see, a number of people wrote down rate cuts, but all of those, but apparently one, felt that that it would be better to see more to before moving.
This is AP Radio News. A self-help guru convicted in New York in a sex trafficking case.
Keith Raniere was considered the guru of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushi is Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dominican Republic's attorney general says retired Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz was not the intended target of a shooting on June 9th. Rather, it was another man who was seated with Ortiz at the same table. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.